This is the story of how, when you come to Baba, he wants you to leave your buffalo behind, not to bring your buffalo with you when you come to Baba. When we were in Satara, and Baba was in seclusion in that separate bungalow, and he wanted a must to be brought from Dehradun, the same must who was here in Mehrazad quite some time ago, Nilkanthwala Mast, Neeraj?
Yes.
Nilkanthwala Mast, the one whom I've mentioned in one of the family letters. He used to say, the man-made world must end and God-made world will begin, something like that. And he was in Mehrazad for some time, and Baba used to bathe him. And anyway, he was originally, his place was in Dehradun, North India, which is near Delhi. So at that time when we were in Satara, Baba wanted that must brought to him. So the person who could do that was Shatrughna Kumar in Dehradun. So either Eraj wrote to him at Baba's direction or sent a telegram, I don't know. But he was to bring that must, Nilkanthwala, to Baba. But there were conditions put. Only if he was free from his work and without neglecting his responsibilities and duties or this and that. A lot of conditions were put. Because Baba knew that Kumar would want to come at any cost just to... this was one of the best excuses here to bring the mask to be with Baba. And at the same time, that is what Baba wanted the mast, and he would do anything just to come with the mast and bring him. But the circle of conditions were around us. Otherwise, he was to send with someone who could equally meet the conditions. So, first of all, Kumar, telegrams and letters went back and forth, and Kumar did his best to persuade the mast to come. Every day he would go, morning, afternoon, evening. But the mast somehow just kept saying, no, he wasn't coming, and he wouldn't budge from there. Now, that mast was almost totally naked. And so at last, when Kumar persuaded him to come, and then telegram came back, he's ready to come, so Kumar said, now who to send him with? Who to send the mast with? So Kumar told this predicament was being discussed at home, and his mother, a very old woman, but a fine dynamic personality and a brave person, made brave by many adversities in her life, in her younger days, and who loves Baba just as deeply, she often said, I'll take the mast to Satara. Now, Satara is how far from Dehradun, Eraj?
About 1,000 miles.
1,000 miles?
1,200 miles.
By train, you understand? Now, this old woman, you would think that if she were to travel from Dehradun to Satara, you would have to give a companion with her to look after her and see that she reaches safe. You wouldn't send an old woman like that from... But she said, I'll take the mast. All right. So then he went and got the mast, Kumar. And Kumar said the mast got up and put on his suit and boot, which meant a piece of a towel, just a towel, that he got up and wrapped it around his waist, tucked, said, I'm ready. So they were to come by train, and they were to come straight in that through train to Bombay, and then Baidul and Alaba were to meet the mast and Mataji. Mataji means mother, the old woman. They were to meet the mast and Mataji at Bombay, and then they'd prepare everything, arrange from there, and they would bring them to Satara. Now, as they were leaving, as everything was about ready and Mataji had to leave home, she turns around and says, Beta means son, remember now, feed the buffaloes from this grain. You see, Kumar and his family lived in the countryside, a little bit outside of Dehradun, Manjri Mafi. They have fields, they have buffaloes, hens, goats, you know, like a little sort of a farm themselves. So the women themselves used to tend these things, as well as Kumar in his way. But Mataji obviously supervised all these things, and Kumar's wife used to actually personally milk the cows and buffaloes, see to the hens, and all that sort of thing, hard work. So as she was leaving, Mataji tells Kumar, now remember, all the instructions she's giving about the animals. And remember to feed the buffalo 3 times a day from that grain, and remember the buffalo would need this and the buffalo this. And Kumar just looked at her and said, Mother, don't go. She said, why? I'm quite ready. He says, don't go. Because Baba's one condition was that come if you're absolutely free in your mind, you know. And you are taking your buffaloes and hens and goats with you. Because you would be thinking of them all the time, isn't it? And you are supposed only to take the must with you. So if you can't leave your buffaloes behind, Mother, don't go. And she said, she immediately understood. And she said, no, I'm going. And I don't care what happens to the buffalo. You can starve it, and you can throw out the goats. You can do what you like. I'm not taking any of them with me in my ports. I'm just going to Baba and take the must with me. And she did. And she had such an adventurous journey because, first of all, you see, even on the station platform, when the must would walk, he would just take a few strides, free and graceful strides, you see. And here was the little old lady just hobbling and running after him and saying, now don't go so fast, now don't go so fast. Now remember, I'm coming, don't go so fast. And he would stop just long enough for her to make up without turning round. And then again, those slow and easy strides, which were pretty fast. Now, when they were in the train, as you know, third-class compartment, Erich has told you often enough of these travels and what it is like in India, and traveling third class. So these 2 seats were reserved for 2 people. Now, she wanted to make the mast really comfortable, so he could sit with his feet up on the seat. So she gave up her own seat, so he could sit in the 2 people's seat, and she sat herself down on the floor of the compartment, between the seats, you see. But still, it was crowded, and the other people started reproaching her and said, what is this? They kept telling her, calling him her son. Here, old woman, why don't you make your son sit up properly? What's the matter? Here we are so crowded, we barely have a seat, and he's sprawling on the seat. And she'd say, look, if his feet are up and he's sprawling on my seat, which I have paid for, which you haven't. Your seat is not being taken by any of us. I'm sitting not on a seat, but on the floor. So you leave my son alone. And that this mass used to like having talcum powder put on him. So Kumar, so that she could manage the mass, said, here, Mother, take this box of talcum powder. And any time you find that, you know, you want to hold him down, or he's having other plans, or wanting to walk out of the compartment or anything like that. Just you know, he's very happy. Keep him happy with this talcum powder. So every now and then she'd get up and put some talcum powder on his head, and he would laugh. And now, another thing is, because of the towel, only the towel that was wrapped around him, you see, the towel didn't seem enough for other passengers, and they thought that, you know, it wasn't decent. So they'd tell him, what's the matter? Why don't you dress him properly? And she would say, look, your parts are covered, aren't they? Yes, of course. All right. Then you're worried about your own self. You don't have to worry about him. I'll take care of him. And things like that. And then they thought that she put talcum powder on him, you know, to make him look like a sadhu or something, so she could get more money out of people for saying, you know, he's a sadhu. They had heard so much about so many of these bogus people going around. This wasn't even real ashes. This was talcum powder, which was... And at the station, at one station, the mast got down, and Mataji followed him, of course, immediately, and he wanted to take a bath. And on these Indian station platforms, there is this big tap. And we often see men sit under it and have a bath, wash themselves. So he wanted a bath. So he sat under that tap. She opened the tap and she was helping him bathe. One eye on the train. What happens if the train goes away? You know, baba, baba, baba. And a person on the platform comes over and helps her bathe the mast. And she couldn't believe it. And then when they got onto the train afterwards, just as soon as they got on, the train started. Oh, all right, that was fine. She got him oranges now and then. She asked anything. He would say no. If he liked, he'd say yes. Or he'd take something and give it back to her with a smile. He was quite indulgent, like she was the child. And, you know, he... So when they got down to Bombay, believe it or not, Baidul and Aloba, I mean, people who've traveled, who found, Baidul has found musk for him everywhere, Aloba, who's so practical and everything, they just missed the musk and Mataji. They couldn't find them. And poor Mataji, while one eye on the mast, saying, please, please, don't walk so fast. Now, wait a minute, I'm coming over. And again, he'd stop, and again, she'd make up this long, long platform, and then going over the bridge. And then she went to all these taxis, thinking that they were in one of those taxis. And they went the other side looking for them. Whatever happened, they missed each other. And then she found that she found out which train was going to Pune. Because from Pune, then they had to catch the bus to Satara. And they said, just on the opposite side of the platform. So she and the mush, she said, Baba, Baba, come on now, let's go. The mush just again walked over with her. They went over the bridge. They just got into that other train, and they got to Pune. Now, you see, she was going to be escorted after Bombay. But now she was completely on her own, this old woman, with a mush on her hand, who are unpredictable, to say the least. So then she got there, she got him down at Pune. Somehow she found out about the buses. She got on the bus with the mask, this old woman, and came over to Satara. Fine. Nobody at Satara to meet them because they've gone to Bombay to meet them. Now at Satara they get down, and then she says to him, all right, now let's go. We'll, you know, come along. So the mask and Mataji walk. She has not the least idea where the bungalow is, which part of Satara Baba is in. So she says she'll just keep walking. Now, as she was keeping walking, walking with the mast, they came to a bifurcation in the road. It turned to the one road turned to the right and one road turned to the left in complete opposite direction. There she got stuck. And she wondered, now which to take? Shall we turn to the right or shall we turn to the left? Just not knowing any of the roads or anything. So as she stood there, the mask for the first time, he doesn't talk. He just picks up his hand and points to the left. You know, showing her that this is the way. So she took the left turn. And sure enough, in a little while, she came to the bungalow because there the Mandali were outside. And oh, and they said, but where's Baidul? Where's Aloba? They didn't know a thing. Baba was very happy to see the mast. And then Baba sent Mataji over to the women's bungalow. And she was a joy. She stayed with us for a few days. So she delivered the goods and left her buffaloes behind. That's why everything went well. The buffaloes would have come so much in the way, she probably wouldn't have made it to Satara. And who did Baba send the mast back with, Eraj?
Baidul.
With Baidul. So Baidul took the mast back to Dehradun.